Leader of the Pack. Great leaders from around the world. Good morning and welcome to The Political World, our weekly programme that aims to help make sense of global events. In today's show, we're going to review the world recession. Are we on the road to recovery, or are we still looking for the map? In Asia, we analyse growing tensions between North and South Korea and consider some possible outcomes. In our Focus UK section of the show, we ask the question, why have so many prime ministers been educated at the private school Eton? Is it rightly called the Prime Minister Factory? But first this morning, I'm joined in the studio by Professor Millicent Lansdowne, Professor of Politics at Norwich University, who's been writing about women who become political leaders. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning, Clive.
The title of one of your papers is Women and Leadership. Perhaps you could give us a bit of background.
The phenomenon of women as world leaders is still a relatively recent one. It's only 30 years since Margaret Thatcher became the first female Prime Minister of the UK, and there's no sign that another woman will gain a similar position here soon. The situation is much the same in other parts of the world too, of course. In the US, Sarah Palin became the first woman to run for the vice presidency, but she was unsuccessful. Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State in the Obama administration, is a very powerful woman, but she's still some way away from winning high electoral office.
Yet, as we speak, there are a number of women leading their countries. Angela Merkel in Germany, for example.
That's correct. There are about 10 female world leaders at the moment. By this, I mean women who are elected to the highest office of power. For example, Queen Elizabeth II of Britain is head of state, but she wasn't elected and doesn't hold executive power, so I don't count her. In contrast, Tarja Karina Halonen is president of Finland and holds wide-ranging executive powers, so I do count her.
I see. And presumably that number is changing all the time as elections are held and governments change.
Indeed. One of the most recently appointed women leaders is Julia Gillard, who became Prime Minister of Australia in June 2010.
Yet Julia Gillard was not elected Prime Minister, I believe.
That's correct. Julia Gillard was Deputy Leader of the Labour Party and Deputy Prime Minister. She challenged Prime Minister Kevin Rudd for leadership of the party and became Prime Minister when he stood aside. At the time, she claimed that a good government was losing its way. Advisers had suggested that the Labour Party would lose the next election if led by Rudd, but would win if led by Gillard.
And when will the next election be?
Prime Minister Gillard has indicated that the next election will be held later in 2010. She's obviously hoping that electoral success will strengthen her position as leader in Australia.
Yes, and we'll be providing full coverage of that election here on The Political World, of course. Now, you have a section in your paper on Cristina Fernández de Kirchner. Why are you particularly interested in her?
Well, she is an extremely interesting politician. Before winning the presidency, she was First Lady, of course.
Yes, her husband Nestor Kirchner preceded her as president.
That in itself makes her unusual. Having said that, she was herself a very experienced politician. She served as both senator and deputy before working her way up into the higher echelons of power. She became president in December 2010, and she's a tough politician. In her first year in office, she was involved in a dispute with Argentina's farmers. But she didn't back down, but instead she reminded the farmers that they should act as part of the country, not as owners of the country. This no-nonsense approach has remained a part of her style ever since.
And who is the most powerful woman in the world, would you say?
Oh, undoubtedly Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany. She has topped Forbes magazine's list of the 100 most powerful women for the past 4 years.
Many commentators have compared her to Margaret Thatcher.
That's right. She's a centre-right politician, as was Margaret Thatcher, and both were originally scientists. Some people even call her the Iron Girl, a reference to Thatcher's nickname of the Iron Lady. In 2007, she was also president of the European Council and chaired the G8. She played a central role in the negotiation of the Treaty of Lisbon. She became the second woman to chair the G8 after Margaret Thatcher.
And do you expect to see more women gaining the highest political offices?
Well, I hope so. But as I said at the beginning of our discussion, progress is slow. Women leaders are still very much the exception rather than the rule.
Thank you, Professor Lansdowne. And now, the two Koreas.